This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The following podcast is Soup's Fake. There are as many dimensions in this world as there are in a Jesse Eisenberg villain. But we are gratefully sponsored by the Millennial Tyrants at Cards Against Humanity. Want to send a package to Arnie and Foon? Great. Do it. I'm not saying the address again because I've said it 5,000 times and my mouth is bored. And now, prepare to have your passport stamped as you cross the border into the imagination.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the whole story. Well, not the whole story. This is all you need to know. This is the part I say at the beginning of every episode. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through that dimensional portal, which I use to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my goon companions, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Hey, baby.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm. I do want to reveal something to you.
Wow.
I don't know if you're going to be happy. You're going to be sad. I was going to ask you to sit down, but you're always
sitting. I'm always sitting. Yeah. Always.
I actually asked one of the... I set you up on a date with one of the unwed mothers. I figured, you know, you have a wife and child at home that you can't take care of. You can't, you know, shower with love and adoration, so... I got you a date with one of the unwed mothers.
But, John, I thank you, but I...
You're welcome. Oh, I'm so happy you're happy about it. Her name is Daphne.
Daphne?
Yep. She'll be waiting for you tonight.
I'm more of a Velma guy myself.
What?
I like Velmas more than Daphne's.
It's Are you just trying to say the name Thelma? And you're choking?
I'm a Velma guy, not a Thelma guy. Mm. I'm a Louise guy.
Oh, so you go both ways.
Yes.
Louise? Okay.
Yes. Wait, no, not Louise. Louise.
What are you saying?
I'm going to pass on that date. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
You know what? Actually, speaking of my love life, what's going on with your love life? I feel like we haven't talked about it in a long time.
Nothing. Absolutely
nothing.
Drought.
Drought.
Drought, yeah.
Like, not even, like, because usually I just assume that you're just having sex with a lot of badgers because you're always a badger.
Wells run dry, my friend.
And I am Usador.
Usador.
Wizard of the realm of Ephesius.
Fuck off.
Master of light and
Usador.
Shadow.
Usador. We're talking. I'm talking to Chunt. Usador.
Of chaos.
Usidor.
Look at Daphne crying at that table.
Oh, come on, Usidor.
Look at Daphne.
She's crying now. She heard every word you said.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said all this stuff at the table next to the unwed mother.
Look at her run away.
She's a very attractive unwed mother.
Yes, she is.
I'm involved. I have a wife and child back on Earth.
Well, it so happens that you kind of look like her ex, so her ex Fred. So she was hoping...
Her ex Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she seemed like more of a Shaggy guy.
What?
Also, I look a lot more like Shaggy than Fred. I look a lot more like a Shaggy than a Fred. I look like a fat
Shaggy.
So you
met Fred? Fat Shaggy. Ooh, that's a great nickname. I'm going to start calling you Fat Shaggy.
God damn it.
But then if I say it and you hear me, I'm going to be like, it wasn't me.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, so, and I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor.
That's right.
So what have you been up to lately, Usidor?
Oh, well, I've been traveling from town to town, mostly by night. It's just cooler, it's nicer, easier to... The sun just feels terrible.
You are a lot paler than I remember.
Yes, and I was quite pale to begin with.
It's true.
I'm nearly translucent.
Yeah, your insides look great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's the thing. Child appreciates a person's insides.
Yeah, well, I'm always like, you know, it's not about, you know, what they look like. It's what's on the inside. And seeing his insides, I'm like, holy crap.
Good insights. Yeah.
Speaking of insides, are you doing Chunt for it October again this year?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We'll be doing that again. Collecting some blood.
I would like to attend.
Oh, do you want to donate some blood, or?
I'll just be around.
Your voice is getting real high.
Is it? I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, however you want to help out would be wonderful.
I would be glad to drop by and offer whatever services I can and partake in the festivities.
Wonderful. Fat Shaggy, do you want to help?
Yes, Fat Shaggy, would you like to help?
No, I do not. You know, something's clearly going up with you, Usidor, and I should ask some follow-up questions, but instead, I'm going to introduce our guest. I remember a long time back we talked about, like, the things in Foon that you don't want to cross, right?
Yes.
Like wizards... Flowers,
dragons.
Lots of people have requested that we get dragons on the show.
I wonder what would happen if we cross Usidor right now. Let me just make a sign of a cross.
Ah.
Ow. Whoa. What was that?
I don't know. That's
His
weird.
His skin started to sizzle.
Especially since there's no Christianity.
What's Christianity?
Nothing. I know. You're just like, I'm just going to make us.
I'm just making the sign of a cross.
Yeah. I'm just hungry. I haven't had anything to eat today.
Yeah. Huh.
Can I get some rooster feet and pork shake and extra rare?
Usidor hates addition, apparently.
It smells like cooked meat now.
Yeah, it does. It's weird. Anyway, the other thing you shouldn't ever cross is a real estate agent, apparently.
Oh, nay.
And I'm so excited. I think you guys will be excited that I didn't talk about it with you guys beforehand, but I invited a real estate agent on.
Ooh.
You did what?
People are always talking about real estate agents. I was like, we should have a real estate agent.
But you realize if we piss him off.
Okay, well.
Mind thine P's and Q's.
I'm not worried. Look, I'm very
Which
personable.
Is your penis and your questions.
mind my penis
That's what
and my questions.
Mind your P's and Q's means mind your penis and your questions.
In that order?
Any order. It doesn't.
Okay.
The order is not significant.
So before I say anything, I should be like, first of all. What's my penis doing right?
Listen, Fat Shaggy, watch yourself.
Okay.
That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay, I will. All right, well, anyway, I'm very excited. We are joined by the real estate agent, Axelrod Remax.
Greetings.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, Axelrod.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Axelrod.
Yes, Usidor. I know of you.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I'm a renowned wizard of the 12 realms of Ephesius. I'm not surprised.
And yet only about 1% of our guests have any idea who you are.
Not only that, but I know where you live.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. My hovel at the top of the hill.
With the bedroom in the back.
Yes, you know the actual floor plan.
Of course.
Oh, well, are you interested in trying to sell it? Do you think it's worth anything?
Sell it.
Sorry, I forgive me for asking.
Axelrod, what else do you know about Usidor's hovel?
Well, I was sent here to Hog's Face to measure it.
Ooh.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh,
Usidor, you're not selling your place, are you?
I wasn't planning on it, but I just...
If he wants to sell your place, you sell it.
Yeah, you just let him decide if it's going to be sold or not. Oh, so you've come to measure my home.
I sell and buy homes, I also measure them for purposes.
Oh, purposes.
Nay, an assessment. This is just what I feared. Oh, so for what purpose do you come to measure my home that I'm not worried about?
Mind
at
your
all?
Cues.
Oh, John, mind your pee.
No, I'll put it away. I'm sorry. I'll put it away.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Oh, dear. It just kind of pops up. I'm so sorry.
I've been sent by a bidder to assess your home.
Oh,
you may have noticed the banner of the Red Fin over Hog's Face.
Oh, yes, I have.
Announcing my presence.
Oh. Of course, yes. Axelrod, please let me help you in any way that I can. If you need to assess the home, you're welcome to come by. I'm sweating.
It's easier to murder someone in their sleep when you know where they sleep.
God.
Yes.
And I will sell that information to a high bidder.
Wow. So someone wants to know where Usador sleeps.
Yes.
So they can murder him?
Yes.
He's being so coy. I don't know.
I know
what's going to happen.
Playing his card so close to the vest.
I really want to ask who, but I'm afraid that that's a cue he's not going to like.
No, please.
Who's your bidder?
Well, that information is available for a price.
Oh.
Ooh.
If a bidder outbids my bidder, the information stays with me. You understand the gambit?
I do. I offer you these three magical rocks.
Ooh. Tell me more.
This rock will give you the confidence of four bears.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
How confident?
Can they throw very far?
How confident are bears?
Do you see a lot of bears, like, skulking around? Like, I don't know if I should go attack this thing.
Yeah, I guess bears know what they want.
Yeah.
Proceed.
This rock gives you the power of nearly half a centimeter of flight. Nearly half a centimeter of flight. You'll feel yourself lifted right off the ground as soon as you touch it. And this rock, of course, makes you irresistible to anyone that you may wish to seduce.
Yes, we call it the Rock of Ages because it makes you feel young.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these three rocks are yours if you so desire.
I'll consider it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Is it anywhere, like, what, can I just come out and ask, like, what is the offer on his life? Like, can we match it?
It's a series of gems.
A series of gems?
Yes. Oh. Paid out in 20-year installments.
Oh, boy.
Monthly, I receive some gems.
Wouldn't you rather just get all those gems up front?
Of course. Uh-huh. But no one ever has that much.
I know.
I make it easy to pay out the plans.
Oh, I see.
And it's difficult to find gems in a series.
Mm-hmm. I see.
To find them serialized with the proper numbers in the correct order takes extra amount of time.
You're like,
missing, there's gaps.
Yeah, yes. This like, oh man, I feel like there's something really important in this gem that I missed.
These stones may buy you time, Usador.
Oh, good. I consider them yours here. Take them as a gift of my good will.
They smell terrific.
Thank you. I polish them every day.
He said there's a banner of the Red Fin. I don't know if I've seen the banner of the Red Fin.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the herald that you're
in? It's my sigil, yes.
Oh, I see.
I hang it when I come to a town or a city in Foon to announce my presence, though few see me.
Wow, so you want to both hide but people to definitely know you're around.
People should know that I'm there, but I'm rarely seen.
Oh,
yes, people don't see the real estate agent in person. They see the sigil flying above the town, and they go, crap, I better get home and dust.
I should move my bed to a different room, and just in case someone's come to murder me. So, Axelrod, I guess I don't... I mean, I know what a real estate agent does on Earth, but I guess I don't want to make any assumptions about what a real estate agent is on Foon.
Well, I work for someone known as the Coldwell Banker.
The Coldwell?
He's a mysterious man. He lies in the bottom of a cold well.
You've heard of him?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Terrifying.
He's visited my dreams.
He's one of the wealthiest beings in Foon.
Really? And he lives at the bottom of a cold well?
It's glorious down there.
Holy cow.
He sends me out
to
assess property.
Yeah?
For purposes.
Sure, purposes. Are those purposes always murder, or are there other purposes?
Theft.
Theft.
I will also monitor people in their daily lives, following them around.
Not sure. Have you been following Usador around this week?
Maybe.
Have you noticed that I'm mostly indoors during the day and then only out in the evenings?
I did notice.
Shoot.
So, Axelrod, is it just Coldwell Banker? Are there other people that you could work for?
There are other people I could work for, but I choose to work for the Coldwell Banker.
What is it about the Coldwell Banker that you
like? He's wealthy beyond measure.
Sure.
And so are you? Like, does this job pay you pretty well?
I look at his clothes.
Yes, this robe was custom made in the South.
And you know, weirdly, you sort of smell like freshly baked cookies.
Of course I do. Chunt.
Yes, sir.
I hear tell you are a shape shifter.
Yes, I shape-shaped. What is it? I shift. I'm so nervous. I shift shape. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Another round of drinks, please.
Yes, I'll have an elegant lady.
Oh, an elegant lady for our friend Axelrod.
Wait, is that a drink?
Of course it's a drink.
Okay. I don't know.
You think he was just ordering a lady?
An elegant lady?
Get your head out of your ass, fat shaggy. Sir, you were saying, yes, I am a shape-shifter.
I could use someone like you.
Okay.
Could you change into something very small?
Yes, I've been all sorts of insect. How small are we talking?
Small enough to crawl under the crack in a door.
Ooh. Yeah, I could manage that.
And then report back to me what you see.
Yeah, I could become an ant and just kind of tell that, yeah.
I could pay you in a series of coins.
Ooh, a series of coins.
Series of coins. Wait, but let's make sure. Is it the full series of coins?
Of course.
Oh, wow, from beginning to end?
Why are you questioning him?
Well, that's my job.
Mind your cues.
Okay,
there's
fine.
This new series of coins. It came out. It came out last year. Where it's every region of Foon on the coin on the back. There's like a different area of Foon, and you try and collect them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they have Fingaria on there, the Wasteland.
Yep. So many Fingarias. Yeah.
What is like so on the coins? Is there a symbol for each area?
It's the most popular landmark in each area.
Really? Yes. So what's the most popular landmark in, say, Fangaria?
It's probably the castle.
The castle. Oh, sure. Is it a great castle?
It is the great castle.
The great castle.
Yes.
The Fangaria has the
Mind
great castle.
Mind your cues.
Okay.
18 bedrooms, a banquet hall, an armory, a portcullis made of falcon bone.
Oh.
Shall I go on, Arnie?
Yes. Please do. I'm enjoying all the details so far.
An ivory white tower for archers to dispatch arrows. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's it.
It's of course, there's a throne room.
Oh, of course.
Of
yeah.
course, of course.
Wow. Is falcon bones like a good thing to build with?
It's the strongest of portcullis substances.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the worst portcullis substance?
Mud.
Mud, yeah. I think you're probably... You're probably right. No follow-up questions needed
just
for that one.
Just think for 1 second before you ask a question.
No! Why start now? I mean, a year and a half in.
Damn it, Fat Shaggy. Pull it together.
Hey, whoa. Chill out, mean Scooby, all right?
Come on. Did you see that dagger on his side?
I wouldn't harm someone who could do something for me.
Oh, I'm sorry you heard me, sir.
What could I do for you?
What could you do for me, Arnie?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
Oh!
I'm minding my cues.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Let me think about that. I'm sure I have something to offer.
Do you need someone to sit around the house?
Let me take...
You mean really sit around the house?
I literally sit around the house.
It's worth mentioning. I'm not, like... Look, I'm fatter than Shaggy, but I'm not, like...
Fat Shaggy's so shaggy.
How shaggy is he?
He's so shaggy, he looks like a dog.
What?
We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, this is Tannikin the Pinglet. Just wanted to let everybody know that our fund for Save the Pinglets is still up and running, and we'd really appreciate your contributions. Thanks so much for considering. Bye now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
And we're back, and Arnie still hasn't thought of something he can offer Axelrod.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know what sort of things are valuable to you.
I need someone to feed my escrow.
You someone to feed your escrow?
Yes.
It's a crow that's in the shape of an S.
I use it to send missives and messages.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I could feed it. Like, is it
could
hard?
You feed it?
I could feed it.
It's hard to feed an escrow because it usually has scoliosis.
Oh, no.
Or spina bifida.
That's
in the shape of an S.
Wow. I love
what
birds.
First of all, does your escrow have a name?
Why would I name something so fragile?
Oh, no.
I lose escrows. They're very fast, but they're very fragile.
I'll feed your, what does your escrow eat?
Everyone knows that escrows eat worms and seed just like any other bird. But you must feed them continuously. Uh-huh. And the more you feed them, the more they need.
Oh, do they get bigger?
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah, I'll feed your escrows.
If you feed something more, does it get bigger? Are you fucking kidding me?
I suppose if there's anything in the world, there's one thing I should know. It's that.
Oh, Shaggy.
First of all, thank you for just calling me Shaggy.
You called yourself Fat Shaggy.
I did.
Wow.
That's true.
I'm going to get so many emails about this.
I know. That's a good time to remind people, if you have any complaints about how mean Chunt is, send them to chuntwith6ts@gmail.com. You know, here's another thing that I think I have to offer. I don't know if you would be interested in this or not, but it worked for the Baron a couple weeks ago. I have an Oscar Mayer wiener whistle from another world. And it's just you look at it, it doesn't look like it's much. Like me, but it's from another world. Don't forget, this is from another world.
That pitch would summon an escrow.
Really?
Oh.
I could use a whistle like this.
Well, serendipitous.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're off the feeding hook.
Oh, great. Perfect. Because I probably would fuck that up.
Now, it seems you've come to some sort of understanding with both Arnold and Chunt.
But it's Arnie.
But still, I am in danger, for you have the bidder who may wish to murder me, and though I have given you my rocks, and it seems I have staved off this murder for the time being.
Usador.
Yes.
While I was waiting for my elegant lady to be delivered, I stood up and sent an escrow to my wife, Trulia.
Trulia?
And she has sent one back to me and said, we've got a new bidder.
Oh.
The stones were enough to extend your time on Foom.
Oh, wonderful.
If they don't work, Usador.
Yes.
I shall return.
Oh. I shall wait for that day.
Is he in a state of just constant bidding now?
I was in the middle of a threat.
Oh, sorry.
Aye. So, if you do return, know this. I shall be prepared, and I shall have some other way to pay thee off, or perhaps I shall suckle the blood out of your very body. I'm sorry, forget that last part.
Oh, no.
Perhaps your price has gone down.
No!
Wait, is that good or bad?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Oh, no. Oh, the price for other people to bid to
I might just have to open it to auction or put it on Smeg's list.
No, please don't do that. Please, whatever it takes, know that Usador shall pay the proper price. For I do respect the job that you do perform. Your very position as a real estate agent, I respect it as much as I respect any flower or dragon in food.
I shall return these stones to the Coldwell banker.
I thank thee for thy patience.
Do we know who the other... Could we find out who the other bidder is? Who wants to kill Usador?
He works for Centaur 21.
I don't know why I'm making this assumption. Is this another real estate agent company?
Of course it is. They're mighty and powerful.
Uh-huh.
And they live out on the plains.
And they're centaurs. Are they centaurs?
Of course they are. There's 21 of them.
21
of them? Mind your cues. What is wrong with you?
I know, you're right.
And Chunt, I do like you, but please mind your pee.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. It popped out again. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes you just really need to stop and think these things through. When someone says something like Centaur 21, there's probably 21 centaurs.
Yeah,
we don't go out of our way in Foon to make these things complicated.
Come here.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Okay, yeah.
Checking you for red potion.
Did you have red potion? I haven't had any red potion today.
Okay.
Axelrod, speaking of Arnie, he's been living in the Vermilion Minotaur. Is there...
Yes,
I'm sure they'd be happy to be rid of...
Oh. Third door to the right.
That's right.
It's true.
It's three doors down.
Yeah.
Is there any open homes in the area that he might be able to rent or to lease?
Yes, do you have any tips for us?
Any hot tips?
Like, I know you mostly gather information for people, like, to be murdered, well, but I'm sure you've got to have lots of useful information about just where to live.
Arnie, let's speak in hypotheticals.
Sure, yeah.
Let's say you had a series of valuable necklaces and bracelets.
Ooh, a series? That's hard to come
with. Yeah.
And you were willing to give them up for a place to live.
Yeah.
I could dispatch myself or another agent to a home that looks nice to you.
Okay.
And have that information passed to someone who might remove the current owner.
The escrow.
I see.
And then maybe you would just get to live there, hypothetically.
Sure. I don't know if I feel good about, like...
What a strange transference that would be, but it could happen, possibly, hypothetically.
Yeah, if I, like...
I wouldn't bloody my hands with it, of course.
Yeah, of course. But if... Is there... Now I'm worried that, like, if someone wants to stay in my room at the Vermilion Minotaur, they could dispatch someone to kill me. Is there any kind of, like, if I'm a renter, is there any kind of thing I can buy to protect myself?
I wouldn't stoop to deal with rental property.
Oh, I see. Here's my question. What does someone at Centaur 21 have against you, Isidore?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a good relationship with the Centaurs, particularly.
Oh, really?
Yes, they've never even given me a name.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Centaurs know
Centaurs
them as...
know me as...
Which is just a pity.
Yeah.
And yes. It's like, I keep riding by on Grimhoof, like, waving at them, waiting for them to be like, oh, your name is whatever.
And speaking of Axelrod, you said you've heard of Usador. What do the real estate agents know Usador as?
Rackloom.
Rackloom.
Yes, I am known well to the real estate agents as Rackloom.
I have one more question about Centaur 21.
Mind your cues.
Oh, brother.
No, let's put it all out on the table.
Here's my pee.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought he said.
Why would a real estate agent hire another real estate agent to get this information?
That's classified.
Oh, that's classified.
It's probably to protect their own interest. And then when I paid off Axelrod here with my magical stones, he was then able to reveal to me who they were. Had I not done so, he probably wouldn't have told us who they were, and they would have remained anonymous.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm just excited that Usador gets to live at least a little bit longer.
Oh.
Aww.
What? Are you sad about that?
No, I'm just saying mark it up to the win column.
Oh, yes. Very true.
So, Axelrod, what else are you in Hog's Face for? Is it 100% Usador business, or...
Oh, I'll check out the Pumpkin Festival.
Oh.
Oh, yes, the Pumpkin Fest.
Ooh, the Pumpkin Fest. Just a big fan of pumpkins.
They're delicious.
That reminds me, like, what else? Like, who is Axelrod Remax when he's not, you know, doing real estate agent stuff?
I'm just a fellow who likes long walks.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course.
Nature.
Yeah.
Buildings. Spectacle.
Nature.
It's a wide gamut of things.
Spectacle. Wow, yeah.
What a complicated fellow.
This is one of the things I love about Foon. Like, I feel like the world I come from is so complicated. Like, it's so, like, it's built up so many sort of weird niche things. But Foon is a little more straightforward. It's like, what are you into? And people say, walking, buildings, spectacle. You know, in my world, people would be like, oh, I'm really into,
Yeah, what would they say? They really say what?
They'd say, I'm really into the X-Files Season 7, and I'm really into, like...
You said there's only 4 seasons on Earth.
That's true.
Season 7, you've been lying to us.
That's true. There's winter, summer, spring, fall, and then all the seasons after the X-Files moved to L.A. that weren't as good.
This is the least interesting thing you've ever sold us.
Well, Axelrod, thank you so much for helping me understand a little better how real estate agents work on Foon.
The pleasure was all mine.
And if there's anything you need for me to keep me alive besides this whistle...
That whistle should buy you plenty of time.
Plenty of time? Could you be more specific about how much time I have?
A number of seasons, a series of seasons.
Oh, ooh, a series
maybe
of
7 seasons.
Oh, wow. And a movie?
No. Oh, and Usador. I like you.
Oh, I like you too.
It was the Dark Lord.
Makes
sense. Yeah,
should have been my first guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did we not think of that?
Yeah, we should have.
I was going to guess Hank.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to see if we have any emails this week. You can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies.
What?
It's a real email address. It's, oh boy, Axelrod, it would take me a really long time to explain what email is.
I have an email here.
Oh, great.
This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Sorry, guys. This is from Adam. Adam says, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I've gotten dozens and dozens of people at work and in my circle of friends to start listening too. The reason I'm contacting you is for clarification. I was listening a few episodes ago and you mentioned that you have never been a cat before. I think you may have just forgotten what the plethora of animals you've slept with, but if you remember the very first episode, you said you have been a cat. I was just wondering if you could please clarify. I have been a cat, as in the small furry animal. I thought when I was asked previously, when I said I haven't been a cat, it's in Foon, if your name is Catherine, sometimes it's shortened to cat.
I see.
Yeah, and I've never been a cat. I've been a cat, but not a cat.
Oh, I see.
Which reminds me, we should play a quick round, just a quick round of cat or doctor.
Okay.
And you're either a cat, the animal, a cat, a woman named Catherine who shortens her name.
Sure.
Or a doctor.
Sure.
All right, I'll play.
You, sir, you go first.
I'm worried about your blood pressure.
Doctor.
Good. Well done.
Now I'll go. Hey, what are you guys doing for lunch?
Doctor.
As cat. As Catherine.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, fair.
I'd like to play.
Oh, please. Please do.
What's up in that tree?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, boy. I've narrowed it down to being a cat.
Oh, but what if it's a doctor who sees a sick person in a tree?
That's true.
You've played before.
Yes.
Oh.
It is a doctor.
Oh, I did it.
Oh, a doctor with a patient in a tree.
Yes, a treesman.
Oh, who's
injured himself trimming.
Okay, well, here, let's check out some of my emails. I got this email. Greetings, Chunt and Usador and Arnie. All this talk of dimensional rifts has me thinking, do you have demogorgons in Foon? Thanks, Brian McKinney. A demogorgon.
Ooh, we do have demogorgons. They're powerful creatures with two heads, and they usually live in the underworld.
Wow, I keep hearing about stranger and stranger things.
Yes. There are some stranger things in here.
What does a demogorgon have? Like, what is it? Like, how does it?
It has two heads.
Has two heads?
Yeah.
Does it have claws?
It does.
Does it attack with, like, horns or barbs?
There's no barbs. Well, there's
no barbs.
It'll have a barb, and then eventually it loses it. Lose its barb. Usually, around the age of two or so.
I'm very excited about the demogorgon, but I just wish it had more barbs.
I really need to get caught up on this in the Pandanomicon.
Okay, real quick, let's do one more email. Here's one. My little girl wants to know if she can snail mail a message to your wife and daughter for you.
Why would you make a snail carry mail? That sounds so cruel. They're so slow.
Can you imagine how much you must feed that snail?
Use an escrow or an email.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, here's the thing. I get emails all the time about why don't I email my wife. I've tried to. All I have is magictavern@puppies.supplies. But when I try to email my wife, I don't know if, like, the magictavern@puppies.supplies email, like, it bounces into her junk mail filter or what. And then sometimes people contact me online. It's like, I would like to contact your wife for you, and I would love that, but I don't know who to trust. You know, I don't know what strange people to send to my wife on Earth. But that said, I got this email. My little girl wants to know if she can mail a message to your wife and daughter for you. Brad Simculet and his daughter Scout. And that is a great name for a daughter. I love that name. And Brad, for whatever reason, I trust you. So I'm going to try to send, I'm not going to say it over the podcast, but I'm going to try to send you my wife's address via email if I can. Check your junk mail filter, because you might get a message from Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies to send a message to my wife and let her know that I'm okay. Explain the podcast as best as you can. Make it seem appealing to her.
Good luck. So you married?
Am I married?
Got any? Yeah.
Yes, my wife Trulia.
Oh yes, Trulia. You mentioned her before. Where do you reside now?
In the Northeast.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And the Southwest.
Oh,
ooh.
Dual homes.
And the Northwest.
Ooh.
Wow.
And the Southeast.
Ooh. So everywhere.
Homes are easy to come by.
Oh, that's true.
If you know how to do it.
You scare me.
Good.
And so concludes an episode wedged between two evils: body shaming and forcing people to list things, one of them successfully. Usador the Wizard, whose sinister subplot was picked up by no one, was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the King of the Badgers, was played by Adil Rafai. The more you call out his lazy inconsistencies over email, the younger I become. And Fat Shaggy played himself. Axelrod Remax was played by special guest Mark McConville. You can hear Mark on the Super Ego podcast and also Pistol Shrimps Radio, which has a new season out now. And if you want to see him live, he performs every Friday with Opening Night, the improvised musical at Io West in Los Angeles. Tanakin the Pinglet was played by Sarah Logsdon. Craig, ignore that. It's going to be more Usador foolishness.
Okay, last one. I'll try to intercept more useful emails after this, but here's Usador's name from listener Jonathan Schaefer, who hails from Pittsburgh, PA.
I am Usador, wizard in a 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fian Yelik. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am also known in the northeast, specifically down there in Carson Street in the south side, you know, just this side of Station Square, the Gateway Clipper and that, as Gaswanius Maestar. And believe you me, there are other secret names yins don't know nothing about. Seriously, if you knew them names, you'd start bleeding from your eyeballs and your fingers.
That is enough.
Yeah, it goes on like that for a while.
If I want to hear Pittsburgh accents, I can rewatch The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Like I need a reason, you pick up something new from that film every time. Craig, I'm going to send Matt Young a cheat code from my Netflix account because I can't bear to listen to him get left behind again.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And hey, thanks to Earwolf.
All right, time to go organize my series of gem and coin-bestudded amulets while burning an effigy for every real estate pun we didn't have time for.
Hey, listeners, it's Will Arnett. Our podcast, Smartless, has crossed a milestone that seemed unfathomable when we started nearly 4 years ago, as we've just released our 200th episode. Join us as we welcome the dynamic duo of hilarity, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You've seen them on screen together in The Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and most recently, and only Murders in the Building. Both are comedic geniuses in their own right, but together they are always electric. And this episode of Smartless is no exception. I don't know if I've laughed more in a single episode than this one. We discuss their career arcs both separately and as a comedy team, how they met, who is more difficult to work with, and what motivates them today. Is Steve a better banjo player than Marty as a singer? Find out on this bicentennial episode of Smartless. Follow Smartless in the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you get to hear Sean cry. What a loser!